Here in L.A., the Teachers Union, as you know, is trying to get a better contract than they currently have, they believe, with the LAUSD. And today, they're getting a lot of support from the National Education Association, the big parent union. Lily Eskelson Garcia, the president-elect there, coming into town. She's on the line with us right now to go to some schools a little bit later on today. Lily, good morning to you. Appreciate your time.
Good morning.
So let me ask you this. Is this a show of support by the NEA, or is this an effort to muscle the LAUSD by the NEA?
This is the most exciting place to be right now. This is the beginning of the school year. Everyone's excited. I talked to some of those passionate, incredible people last night who work for Los Angeles schools, and they are going to blitz this place talking about what every student needs. They're going to be talking about the schools our students deserve, that whole blessed child. There was not an angry voice in that room. Everybody was saying what they wanted to do to put the child at the center of the universe. There's only good things that are going to come from
it. That's all well and good, and yet we have heard from Alex Caputo Parola the possibility of a strike. Now, when we talked to him last time, and this is about a week and a half ago, he said no strike for some period of time. But when you sort of hang that over the LAUSD, you know, that's a pretty good club that you can use.
Well, I think you've got some very tough situations here, and you were talking about it earlier on your show. One of the things that I asked Alex and some of the other teachers here, what do you want me to see? What do you need from the National Education Association? And they said, we want you to see what we're doing in terms of really fighting for the schools our students deserve and looking at that whole child. So we're going out. We're going to go visit Palm Elementary School as an example of what happens when you bring parents and the community and the educators together and you listen to what they're saying. You're listening to what they're just crying for their students, and you're seeing some magical things happening in a school like Palm Elementary because folks are listening and they're making it real.
All right, good enough. Lily Eskelson Garcia, president-elect of the NEA, here in town to help the UTLA do its business of one, teaching kids, but two, and perhaps more importantly, to some of those teachers, get a better contract than they currently believe that they have. KNX News Time 7:25.